This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
It is magazine season. First one out. Our friends at Athlon, Stephen Lassen joins us now. Stephen, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. It's good to talk to you, especially with the magazine sitting newsstand. Never too early to start thinking about the year ahead.
I'm wondering, as soon as the mag goes out, do you guys start getting feedback on social media and your email box to things that are inside the magazine? And if so, what has been the instant feedback so far?
We absolutely do. You know, our top 25 hit the website this week. Our magazine had kind of started to filter out on newsstands at the end of last week, and our official on-sale date was this week. So we've really been bombarded by feedback from fans. You know, not a lot of surprise at the top, I think. We have Alabama and Clemson 1 and 2. I think most people are going to have that in some order, whether it's Clemson 1 or Alabama 1. I think looking at our top 10, you know, I think some fans are surprised to see us picking Michigan to finish fifth. We got a lot of feedback about not having UCF in our top 25. UCF and Michigan are probably the two things that most fans were asking about. But at the top, I was kind of surprised. Not a lot of debate, really, in our top four this year, and we haven't had much feedback on it.
The one omission that kind of had us talking yesterday, and we're not really surprised, but I wonder how surprised their fan base is, that was LSU.
Yeah, we did not have LSU in our top 25. And, you know, I think this is the least amount of buzz for an LSU team that I can remember, you know, maybe even since the start of the Nick Saban era. But there's a lot of question marks with this team. Offensive coordinator, quarterback, skill talent. We know they're going to be good on defense, but their offense is such a big question mark. And once again, the schedule is very difficult. They'll start the year against Miami in a neutral site game, and of course the brutal SEC West slate. So, you know, us not picking LSU to finish in the top 25 is really, I think, a reflection of where they are right now in offense. But we also think Texas A&M will be a little bit better too this year. And it kind of, that last spot in the top 25 really came down to Texas A&M versus LSU.
Stephen Lassen is with us. He is the college football editor for Athlon Sports. Their magazine is on the stands. We've had listeners sending us photos of them holding it. You can follow Stephen on Twitter at Athlon Stephen, at Athlon Stephen. He's on the Mick Ultra Pure Gold Hotline. Look, I understand deadlines, printing schedules, things like that. Would the Joe Burrow news have affected any of that at all for LSU, do you believe, among your panel that put all this together?
You know, I've wondered that, and we've talked a little bit about it as a staff. I think our initial thought is it would not have changed our prediction. We're big believers that Jimbo Fisher is going to make an impact at Texas A&M. The schedule for A&M is certainly very difficult to start the year with Clemson and Alabama in September. That's one of the most difficult stretches to start the year. But I think for LSU, you know, there's just so many question marks. What direction is this offense going to go? Who is going to step up at receiver? There's no Darius Geis. There's no Leonard Fournette at running back. So I think the question marks for LSU's offense are certainly bigger than just quarterback. When you look at Joe Burrow, he is one of the more interesting prospects that LSU has had at quarterback. He's more mobile. He's played well in limited time, was a four-star recruit coming out of high school. So kind of all those things you look for, they're there. But he's stepping into a job in the SEC where he's had very limited time. So I think we're probably, you know, I think it'd be the debate between Texas A&M would certainly get a little bit closer, but I think we would still pick Texas A&M. I think it helps LSU, but still think we like A&M to finish ahead of them.
Stephen Lassen's with us from Athlon. And Stephen, and part of the magazine is where you guys interview anonymous SEC coaches about each program. Inside the Southeastern Conference, and I saw the Tennessee section where one coach just talks about what a disaster Butch Jones was in Knoxville and what Jeremy Pruitt's having to take over. How easy is it to get, or how difficult is it to get those anonymous feedback comments, especially as good as that one was, from certain coaches?
You know, some coaches are certainly a little bit more forthcoming. But a lot of times, it's just a matter of us putting the recorder on the table and letting them talk. You know, we do have some questions. We go in, and we have some ones that we want answered. But a lot of times, you just get that feedback from just talking to them. We try to get as many coaches as we can, you know, throughout the off season. So, you know, they could be a coordinator, it could be a position coach, it could be a head coach. We try to get as many as we can and kind of get a consensus and try to get it just basically as much feedback as we can, because not only is it great for the magazine, it gives us insight into our predictions, all conference teams, and things like that. You know, when I look at Tennessee this year, you know, I think this team just has so many question marks on the line of scrimmage. And I know it's a cliche to say it, but you have to be good on the line of scrimmage in the SEC to win. And they have so many question marks in the trenches, a concern at quarterback. Not to mention, Tennessee's schedule is very difficult. Playing Auburn and Alabama in crossover play and the opener against West Virginia. So I think Jeremy Pruitt has a major rebuilding job ahead of him in year one. I think a pretty realistic year one goal for Tennessee is just to get to a bowl game.
In the past, you've done an article on teams on the rise in 2018, teams that will improve their win total. What are the teams you listed? Bill Clark's UAB Blazers. What do you see the ceiling in 2018 for UAB?
I think UAB is a contender for the Conference USA West Division title. You know, we have North Texas, Louisiana Tech, and UAB rated pretty close in our 130 rankings. And, you know, I think in a bigger picture sense, what Bill Clark was able to do last season was really incredible. I mean, to go from not having a team for 2 years, return to the gridiron, and be in contention for the West Division title and get to a bowl game, it was pretty remarkable. I thought he deserved consideration for National Coach of the Year. But I think when you look at this team for 2018, I think they're a contender for the division title, and I think they're only going to get better with Bill Clark there, and not to mention the facility improvements that the program has on the way.
The feedback I want is, what's the most popular part of the magazine, do you think, when people, because it is like the unofficial start to football season when we run and grab these magazines. When you guys do your research, what's the most popular thing in the magazine?
You mentioned the coach scouting. That is probably the one thing we get the most feedback on outside of the just the preview in the predictions. Fans love the anonymous coach scouting. And there's actually some that's not in the magazine that we'll post on our website later this summer. So a little teaser there if you're interested in a little bit more information on some of that. But, you know, our coach scouting, our predictions, you know, I think we have some pretty good features, too. We've got a feature on Herm Edwards, the new coach at Arizona State this year, that I think is really fascinating. So I just, you know, fans love that anonymous coach scouting just because of the insight you get.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama!
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.